Beyond the Sale, Unmasking Unconscious and Conscious Bias in Selling, authored by Doug Dvorak, founder and managing principal of the Sales Coaching Institute. Introduction. In the dynamic world of sales, understanding and mitigating biases is crucial for fostering fairness, improving customer relationships, and driving success. A salesperson's bias can have a noteworthy influence on their interactions, decision-making, and ultimately shaping the way they perceive and engage with their customers. Missed chances, broken relationships, or unequal treatment of various consumer segments might result from this. This could damage the company's reputation overall, in addition to impairing the salesperson's performance. This white paper explores the nuances of unconscious and conscious biases from a salesperson's perspective, highlighting their impact and offering strategies for management. It explores the psychological foundations of these prejudices, looks at situations in the real world where they appear, and offers managers and salespeople useful advice on how to foster a bias-aware sales environment. Through this, sales professionals can ensure that their actions are fair and equitable by developing tactics to fight these biases by having a thorough awareness of them. Unconscious bias. Bias in sales can be classified into two types: unconscious and conscious bias. Both types of biases can significantly influence a salesperson's decisions and interactions, impacting their effectiveness and the overall fairness within the sales process. Unconscious bias, also known as implicit bias, is the habitual mental shortcuts that people take based on preconceived assumptions and stereotypes. These biases operate without conscious awareness and can influence judgments and behaviors in subtle yet significant ways. They are formed through socialization and individual experiences, becoming deeply ingrained over time. For instance, a salesperson might unconsciously assume that a young, casually dressed customer cannot afford a high-end product, leading to different treatment than a well-dressed older customer. This assumption could result in the salesperson offering less information, fewer options, or even neglecting to engage as thoroughly with the younger customer, thereby missing potential sales opportunities. Similar to this, a salesperson may exhibit unconscious prejudice and be less accommodating to customers who differ from them while being more patient and attentive with those who share their background or qualities. From first pleasantries and product recommendations to the amount of work a salesperson puts into closing a deal, unconscious prejudices can quietly affect many parts of the sales process. The customer's experience and impression of the salesperson's professionalism and fairness can be shaped by these biases, which can also impact nonverbal cues like body language, tone of voice, and eye contact. Conscious bias. Conscious bias, on the other hand, refers to an individual's purposeful, explicit attitudes or prejudices towards specific groups or people. These biases are frequently entrenched in personal views and might result in overt discrimination. Unlike unconscious bias, conscious bias is distinguished by the consciousness of prejudice and the intentional act of discriminating based on such views. For example, a salesperson may actively choose to prioritize clients over others based on personal biases or past experiences, irrespective of the client's genuine requirements or prospects. This could manifest as preferential treatment given to clients from certain demographics, industries, or regions, while clients perceived as less desirable might receive subpar service or be neglected altogether. Such practices can lead to a lack of trust and satisfaction among marginalized or neglected customer groups, harming the company's reputation and long-term customer relationships. Overt acts of discrimination, such as declining to serve some clients, uttering disparaging remarks, or offering uneven levels of service, might result from conscious prejudices. Apart from going against moral principles, this could lead to legal issues and harm the reputation of the company. The impact of bias on selling. While unconscious and conscious biases are distinct in their formation and operation, they can interact and reinforce each other in the sales environment, creating a complex web of prejudices that affect a salesperson's behavior and decisions. Gaining an understanding of this relationship is essential to creating tactics that effectively reduce prejudice and advance equity in sales procedures. A salesperson's conscious beliefs can significantly influence their unconscious attitudes and vice versa. A salesperson might recommend products based on assumptions or explicit prejudices about a customer's background, gender, or appearance. It can also influence how salespeople negotiate and set prices. This interplay forms a feedback loop where each type of bias can strengthen and perpetuate the other, leading to deeply ingrained prejudices that are difficult to dismantle. A salesperson who consciously believes that certain customer groups are less valuable or less likely to make significant purchases may have biases that stem personal prejudices, past experiences, or societal stereotypes. These conscious beliefs can reinforce unconscious biases, making them more automatic and ingrained. When the salesperson encounters a customer, their unconscious mind may trigger immediate assumptions about the customer's purchasing power and interests based on their appearance or age. As a result, the salesperson might automatically offer fewer product options or less detailed information, not out of a deliberate decision, but due to the influence of their unconscious bias. If the salesperson consistently gives less attention to certain customer groups, those customers may indeed make fewer purchases, not because of their actual preferences or financial capacity, but due to the lack of engagement and options provided to them. This outcome can then reinforce the salesperson's conscious belief that these groups are less valuable, perpetuating the cycle of bias. The interplay between conscious and unconscious biases can manifest in both subtle and overt ways in the sales environment. Subtle expressions might include changes in body language, tone of voice, or the level of enthusiasm when interacting with different customers. Overt expressions could involve outright discriminatory practices, such as providing inferior service or deliberately ignoring certain customers. The reinforcement of biases can significantly impact sales outcomes. Consumers who detect prejudice, whether in the form of overt acts or covert clues, are likely to feel devalued and may decide to patronize rival businesses. This could harm the salesman's and the company's reputation, in addition to having a negative impact on individual sales. Strategies for managing bias. It's critical to identify and deal with both conscious and unconscious prejudices to promote a fair and productive sales environment. Organizations can establish a sales environment that is more productive and efficient while maintaining fairness and equity by incorporating these tactics. 1. Bias, awareness and training. Organize frequent training sessions to assist sales personnel in comprehending bias, its manifestations, and the influence it has on decision-making. This can include diversity and inclusion-focused seminars, workshops, and online learning courses. Encourage salespeople to also reflect on their own biases and how these might influence their interactions and decisions. In this sense, self-evaluation instruments and introspective techniques can be useful. 2. Structured processes. Implement standardized sales processes and criteria for product recommendations, pricing, and negotiations. This reduces the influence of personal biases by ensuring that decisions are based on objective factors. Use diverse hiring panels to reduce bias in recruitment. A variety of perspectives can help identify the best candidates based on merit rather than personal biases. Develop clear, objective criteria for evaluating candidates and performance to ensure consistency and fairness. 3. Data-driven decision-making. Leverage data analytics to identify patterns of bias in sales activities. For instance, analyzing sales data can reveal whether certain demographics are consistently receiving different treatment. Use objective performance metrics to evaluate sales team members. Metrics based on quantifiable achievements rather than subjective criteria can help ensure fair assessments. 4. Fostering an inclusive culture. Create a culture where open discussions about bias and inclusion are encouraged. This can involve regular team meetings, forums, and feedback sessions. establish support networks, and mentorship programs to help underrepresented groups within the sales team. This can provide them with the resources and encouragement needed to thrive. Encourage leaders to model inclusive behavior and hold them accountable for fostering an inclusive environment. To establish the tone for the entire organization, leaders are essential. 5. Monitoring and accountability. Conduct regular reviews of sales practices and outcomes to ensure compliance with established standards and policies. This can help identify and address any deviations or emerging biases promptly. Implement robust feedback mechanisms where employees can report instances of bias or unfair treatment without fear of retaliation. This can include anonymous surveys and suggestion boxes. Conclusion. In conclusion, bias in sales, whether unconscious or conscious, profoundly affects sales effectiveness and organizational reputation. Strategies such as bias awareness training, structured processes, data-driven decision-making, and fostering an inclusive culture are crucial for mitigating biases. These approaches empower sales teams to recognize and address biases, fostering fairer and more successful sales environments. Moreover, monitoring and accountability mechanisms ensure continual vigilance against bias, safeguarding against discriminatory practices. By implementing these strategies, organizations not only enhance customer satisfaction and loyalty, but also promote diversity, equity, and inclusion, fostering long-term success in sales.